AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A corruption scandal in Ukraine is reaching into the president's office. Jennifer King has the latest.
Керівник офісу Андрій Єрмак написав.
Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday a reset of his presidential office and the resignation of Andriy Yermak, his powerful chief of staff and longtime confidant. Yermak was Ukraine's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. This comes after investigators from two national anti-corruption agencies searched Yermak's residence inside the presidential compound. There were media reports that his office was also searched. A spokesman for Yermak says they weren't told what it was related to, but the agencies have been investigating a major energy sector corruption scandal that has involved top Ukrainian officials. Zelensky says that as they prepare to talk peace, they need internal strength and no distractions. Yermak's name was not on the list of officials Zelensky says will make up the Ukrainian delegation for the next round of negotiations with the United States. I'm Jennifer King.
An abbreviated trading day saw more gains for stocks. The S&P rose 0.5%, the Dow 0.6, the Nasdaq 0.7. All three finished the week higher. And Lisa Dwyer has a Black Friday report.
With consumer confidence down this year, some malls, such as one near New Orleans, is popping the bubbly to lure in shoppers. Grandma-granddaughter duo Sandra and Lacey say,
the economy is bad, but you still gotta celebrate.
The annual sales event still brings more shoppers into stores than any day of the year. Dee Dee in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says it's the deals that attract her to the mall.
Definitely is. I think that's like a big reason as to why we're out here on Black Friday today, because I usually don't go shopping whenever there's not sales going on.
Back in New Orleans, that grandma-granddaughter duo have some advice.
Take your grandma to the mall and make memories with her because it's the best thing to do.
It's all about memories.
Go and get out there.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Repurposing a Pope Mobile.
The Catholic charity Caritas unveiled the late Pope Francis's one-time vehicle, which, per his request, has been transformed into a mobile health clinic for the children of Gaza. It isn't clear if the vehicle will get the authorization from Israel to travel from the occupied West Bank to Gaza, but it's been equipped to serve vulnerable children living in areas where healthcare has broken down or become impossible to access.
We have seen more than 1 million children displaced.
Anton Usfar is head of the project.
Pope Francis, as one of his last wishes, said that he wanted his Pope Mobile to be turned into a pediatric clinic for the children of Gaza.
The refurbished vehicle carries diagnostic tools, treatment supplies, oxygen, vaccines, and refrigeration for critical medicines. It'll be staffed by qualified healthcare professionals. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.